Alicia Carmen.
Thank you. And who's going to do Ms. Carmen?
The Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing, ma'am.
Good morning, ma'am. Will you state your name and ABC number for the record, please?
Alicia Carmen, 237470.
Okay. You're prepared for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. There's just a board member achieving now. My right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. His right is the Honorable C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable William Jonas, and to his right is the Honorable Gail Woodhouse. Also, we have Mr. Osborne from the Department of Corrections and Representative Borlaug. Prior to the hearing, you signed the notification of the hearing, which explains some of your rights for the day. Do you know that for sure, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one of the things on that is that it explains that you have the right to represent yourself today, or even at your own expense can hire an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or not represent yourself?
I represent myself, sir.
Okay. You swear to you, Mr. Osborne, in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and you also affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Phase one, I'm going to read the allegation. You have one on your warrant. When I read the allegation, I'll ask you if it's true or false. And if you say it's false, we'll get some information for Mr. Osborne and then talk about it. Okay?
All right.
All right. Here's one allegation on your warrant, and that is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as determined by your failure to report to the South Mountain Patrol Office at 801 South 16th Street, Suite Number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, within 1 working day of your release on or about August 24th, 2016. Your whereabouts were unknown, so you were a scavenger from supervision. Is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
And based on the addition of Ms. Carmen, I do find that Ms. Carmen is delinquent as she violated terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapsed or not lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
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 Okay, we're moving to phase two, but before we actually start, Mr. Osborne is going to give us some more information. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Ms. Carmen was released from DOC custody on August 24th of 2016. She was arrested on October 4th of 2017 by the Chandler Police Department under time warrant status and a 2016 probation violation. She was returned back to our custody on October 13th of 2017 with 406 absconded with a community supervision end date of January 4th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2008, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2008, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. And 2011, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. She's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SGG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS absconder, 254 days, returned to custody and revoked. In 2011, she was absolute discharge. In 2015, Senate Bill 1291 absconded 100 days, administratively revoked. She has a minimal disciplinary history, and she has a community risk score of G3B1.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going over some information about your community supervision. And shows, the only shows on residence that you were released homeless. Where did you end up going?
I went home to Green Creek with my sister. She has custody of my kids. And there's no bus transportation or no, they have their own lives going for themselves, and I didn't want to interfere with anything, so I just went into depression and just stayed home, and I got pregnant by my baby's dad, and he became abusive to me, so I just pretty much let it go. This year, my daughter's gonna be 4 months, and I was waiting until she was 6 months until my sister could put her in a daycare so I could go ahead and turn myself in for my parole violation, but I ended up going back to my baby's dad and living in Chandler with him, and I was pretty thankful that I got picked up when I did, because I was getting abused on the daily, so.
All right, did you do any work, or were you employed at all during that 400 days?
Any what?
Well, while you were out, while you were absconder, did you find any work, or?
Well, the only work that I had when I was out there was I would take care of my nieces and nephews, because I would not go, I was just there at the house, because where she lives in Santan Valley, well, it's not, no longer Cream Creek, it's Santan Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, so we live pretty much on this like ranch out there.
All right. So since you really never went through intake and got established, there's not a whole lot of information, no programming or sanctions. So let me see if I have this right. While you were absconding, you became pregnant, went through a pregnancy, and had another child during that time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How old is that child now?
She's going to be 4 months on December 2nd.
4 months? Okay. So, do you have any drug problems or anything, or were you just in like Department of Corrections?
I was really, like, my family, they're real positive people. And I was very ashamed of telling them, like, or even to ask them for a ride down to Mesa, because that's like the closest probation office, parole office. And I pretty much just let, like, I don't know, I just felt like out of place out there and everything. But my sister, she started coming around, and she told me I needed to take care of it, because I got into telling her, and it's just, I'm just thankful I'm getting it taken care of now.
Okay, so when you were picked up, you had another probation violation that you haven't dealt with yet?
Yeah.
Why did the police make contact with you? Or what was going on that they actually made contact and talked to you about it?
About being arrested for coming back here?
Right.
Like I told you, I was being abused by my baby dad. And
okay, so the police came out because of domestic violence and stuff?
Yes, yes. I have the neighbors calling in for me because they seen us, seen him, how he got his hands around my neck and everything, and I have my daughter in my hand. So, I went and told the cop, I asked, I was screaming and the neighbors called the cops.
Okay. Let me see, anybody on the drive?
Yeah, also wanted to note that while researching the Corona notes, under original arrest, under 1291 status back in March of 2016, before she was released back on August under ERCD, she was also arrested for new felony charges of possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. I just wanted to note that, sir.
Okay. Ms. Rittenhouse?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Neal. Ms. Carmen, what drugs have you used?
In the past or?
Any time, in your whole life?
Marijuana and methamphetamine.
Okay, marijuana and meth, okay. No heroin?
No meth.
Okay. All right. And when's the last time you used methamphetamine?
I think it was November 2016.
Okay. And how about marijuana?
The same time.
Same time? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Mr. Johnson.
Ms. Carmen, I'm just looking at your record. In 2009, you had a TIS and you was gone for 251 days, and then you, 2011, you had an absolute discharge that you did, but then it appears that, and then the next time, you was gone for 100 days. It appears that this being out on community supervision just don't set right with you, that you not only was gone, but you do it for a long period of time. Why is that?
It's just the fact that when I go home to my sister, it's just when I'm around my kids, I feel I have that, like when I leave them, that it's so far away from all the transportation. There's no buses out there or nothing, and I hate depending on my family.
Any other questions?
No, I just think,
Ms. Coleman, what's the relationship with you and your fiance, your husband, the father of your most recent child? What's y'all's relationship now?
We're preparing to get a restraining order on him. That's my relationship.
So you don't plan to have a relationship with him when you get out, so that's the end of that relationship?
Yes, sir.
I guess my other question is, whether we let you out now or you get out in January of 2018, which is just a little ways away, what do you plan to do? What are your plans, ma'am?
Well, I want to put all this behind me, get that risk, I want to get the,
what do you plan to do? Do you plan to work? Do you plan to have your own home with your kids? Or do you plan to remain with your sister? What do you really plan to do with the rest of your life after you leave the Department of Corrections?
Well, my sister talked to me and she wanted me to get into a rehab, inpatient rehab, so I could get my kids, my daughter, so she could go stay with me or like a shelter or something.
So how many kids do you have, ma'am?
Six kids,
okay. And so at the moment, the six kids are with your sister, is that correct?
Yes.
So you depends very heavily upon your sister. Has you don't have to answer this one, but has your sister ever been arrested? She ever been in prison?
No.
So she can be a role model for you, can't she? Can't you do the same as she's doing? I mean, for the future, I mean, with that many kids, and can't you just live a normal life as a productive citizen? Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to depend on you to do it when you get out now, when you get out in January, because you have a great future, and you have to be a role model for those kids, for your kids, and for your sister, and for everyone else you come in contact with. But thank you so much, and thank you, Honorable Mr. Neal.
Thank you,
thank you.
Okay, Ms. Carmen, we're coming to the end of your hearing. We're going to discussion to determine whether we're going to revoke your community supervision or whether to reinstate it. But it is your hearing, so if I give you a chance to tell us anything else that you would like the board to know before we go into the discussion, we just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
I'd like to apologize for taking the board's time, and I just want to get this over with. I do take responsibilities for my actions, and I really do want to be a good role model for my children, and I do want to be that my sister be a good role model for me when I get out. And once again, I'm sorry for taking your time.
All right, the board's going to go into discussion, and we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You'll be able to hear what we're saying, stay on the phone. When we're finished, we'll get back with you and tell you the results. In the meantime, we ask that you just remain silent while we talk, okay?
Yes, sir.
Board is now in discussion. Well, this is one of those where you want to show some compassion, especially to the kids, but with the scouting record, I can't see you returning Ms. Carmen to community supervision this time, but she only has 36 days left anyway. So at this time, I would be in favor of returning her, but I'm willing to listen to any comments from my fellow board members. Mr. Canales.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Neal. I'll follow up by saying that I think there's substantial reason to believe that she won't conform to the conditions of release, and I don't find her suitable for community supervision. It is good that she only has 36 days left, and I hope that she'll return to a productive life in January.
Any other comments? Well, based on our discussion and all the information we have, I move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Carmen, and that she was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or without lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay, Ms. Carmen, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You only have about 36 days, but you will be released on or about the 4th of January 2018. At that time, you'll be done with the Department of Corrections, at least this time around. If you truly can point yourself and keep headed in the right direction, then you won't be back with the Department of Corrections. You never have to worry about them, the prisons, or us. And we hope that we never see you again. Not because we don't like you, but we'd like to see you succeed. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, when you get out, take care of those kids. They're your future and our future. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, just end your hearing. Can you get the phone back to the CO3, please?
Okay.